listening to a behind-the-scenes Katie Cast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind. This week, Katie will discuss Blow Me Down, her fifth contemporary romantic comedy, published November 2005.
As usual, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't yet read Blow Me Down, you may want to hold off on listening to this podcast. As with Hard Day's Night, the idea for Blow Me Down had its origins in a real-life happening. In this case, it was an online, massively multiplayer role-playing game, often referred to as a Morpeg, named Puzzle Pirates. As you might guess by its name, it's an online game set in a pirate society, and I was a devoted player in my spare time for a very long time. The most engaging aspect of the game for me was the social interaction with other players. Unlike static computer games, Puzzle Pirates, like many other Morpigs, allow you to interact with other real people. That got me to thinking what it would be like to fall in love in a situation where you were faced with a bunch of computer bits and bytes. I decided there was a story to be found there and set to work dreaming up a virtual world where I could allow the love story to unfold. It wasn't hard for me to choose a pirate virtual reality game as the setting, especially after I spoke with the CEO of the company which ran Puzzle Pirates, a charming man by the name of Daniel James. Through Daniel, I learned a lot about the practical side of what it took to run an online game. But as fascinating as that was, I needed a world where people would become totally immersed. Since there is no such game currently commercially available, I made up my own game. As someone with a background in physics and a diehard techno geek, I was more than happy to write long, long passages explaining the artificial intelligence that would have been necessary to create such a virtual world. But I realized that most readers wouldn't really give a hoot about how the world was powered. They, like me and Puzzle Pirates, were more interested in the characters who peopled that world. So I kept the technological bits to a bare minimum and allowed my inner pirate to run amok. Amy the Workaholic wasn't based on any one person. She was an amalgamation of every worker bee I'd ever met. I'm a firm believer in playtime, which explains a lot about not only why I write fiction, but also my gamer girl tendencies. And I wanted to take someone who had a rigid, blinkered view of the world and toss her in a completely foreign situation. I knew Amy would adapt well to the world of buckling swashes, but she surprised me by not only adapting, but promptly taking control of the situation and making it fit her own goals. Corbin, like Adam in Bird of Paradise, was one of my relatively rare beta male heroes. He wasn't a pushover, however, but he was definitely more open to confronting his emotions than many other heroes I've written. I found him particularly charming because he fell absolutely head over heels for Amy without even meeting her in person. Someone once asked me why I wanted to set a romance in a virtual game world, since everyone knew it was only boys who played video games. One of my reasons for doing so was just for that false perception. Women have, and still do, played computer games, both online and offline. And like me, what many of them find so fascinating is not the ability to have your little computer character run around and kill other little computer characters, but the interaction between the people who inhabit that world. Guilds, crews, kinships, call it what you will, it's the collection of people who come together that I find so fascinating, and which gave me the scope to write a romance where two people ended up falling in love with each other based solely on their personalities without involving anything like visual cues, societal perceptions, and the like. And it had pirates. How could you go wrong with pirates? Yar. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Blow Me Down. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonseps.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.